Okay, Mishnah is now Zichnish with Daniel Ari Ben Avram Kaddish Chazak LeBrocha. Begin the fifth parak of Brachas, where the Mishnah discusses the requirement of Kavanas Alev. Person should remove all machshavas to the best of his ability and look at himself as davening Omer L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish. So what happens in the following situation? We know that, just a note, Reb Chaim has in the Shechibra and the Rambam two dinim in Kavanah and Shmoneh Esrei. One is to be realize your Omer L'Fnei Hashem, and that Kavanah is Likuva from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei to the end. And then there's a second type of Kavanah, which is Perish Amilim. That's only Likuva and understand the words by the first Bracha. The rest of Shmoneh Esrei is L'Chachila. By the first Bracha, that's Likuva. So the Mishnah says, Ein Omer L'Fnei Hashem Mitoch Kavod Rosh. We only daven Mitoch Kavod Rosh. What does it mean Mitoch Kavod Rosh? You have your Shamayim. You're subservient, you have reverence, if there shouldn't be yira. And Bryson Bracha says, don't stand in front of mitoch atzlus, mitoch atzlus. You shouldn't be sad or lazy, or mitoch laughter, or mitoch conversation, or kalos rosh, not mitoch dvar metel, mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. Rashi says, yisom akul mitzrayim, or ashrei. Then the Mishnah says, chasidim rishonim, the original pious yidim, hayishon shachs umisbalim. They used to actually prepare for davening an hour before and then daven. They come an hour early, get ready, and then they daven. Kedei shechavnas libo l'makom, in order to ready their heart l'makom, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu melech shoa v'shlomo l'yishivena. If you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, shas tefila, and a melech says hi to you, you don't respond to him. Amazing din. You don't respond. L'yishivena. Afilu nachos karach al hakeva l'yafsik. Even if a snake is sandwiched around your ankle, also lo yafsik, you shouldn't stop. So the Gemara says, interestingly, that's in a situation where this is a garter snake, let's say, you know, not a it's not a situation of life and death. Okay? Let's say it's a Melech Yisrael, or the snake is not a poisonous snake. In those cases, then you don't mafsik. But if it's a situation where it would be a non-Jewish king that would kill you if you don't respond, because he doesn't understand why he didn't respond, or let's say it's a scorpion or a poisonous snake, in those situations, there's no doubt that you are mafsi because it's pikuch nefesh. Okay, let's continue. Perakei Mishnah Beis. Mishnah says, Maskirin grus k'shom mitchis ha-mesim. We know in the second bracha Shmoneh Esrei, Zatek Yibor goes to Brachot HaShem Chai Mesim. There we mention, obviously, the bracha tchis ha-mesim. In that bracha, we mention the grus Hashem with bringing down the rain. Mashiv Rahorin HaGoshem. And since the fall of rain is like tchis ha-mesim, they place it in that bracha. So Yishalmi says, just like tchis ha-mesim is forever, so too Yerushalmi is forever. That's why we say, mentioning Askar Shalmi after Tagibur Aloshia, before Machal Kachayim. We know that Zman is from Tilis Musuf, Shemini Atzeres, until Shachar Shal Chag HaPez, Mashiv Ruach, Kayetz, we leave it out. But Lefinus Osfar, at least we say Morad Atal. Okay. Shalim, the Mishkinizel Shalim, Akshamim, and you say in Talamotar in the Bracha of Bebirkas Hashanim. Why? Because you say Bracha Linus Hashanah Azos. This is the ninth Bracha, and it's a beautiful Bracha because we're worried about the agriculture. Actually, the Chazonish writes that Mashiv Ruach is connected to Israel, and Talamotar is connected to the agriculture in your own particular country. Okay. Tein Talamata starts at Sheva B'mar Cheshvin until Mincha V'Erev Pesach, and Chutz La'aretz we see 60 days with Tekufis Tishrei, which is usually December 5th by Ma'ariv. Okay, then it says V'Havdolo B'Choinin Adas. Havdolo, we say Atachon Atan, you put that in Choinin Adas, because we know that the Gemara says, since it's Chol, we establish it in a Birkas Chol, and Chonin Das is the first bracha of the middle brachas, which you say a b'chol. Another pshat is that this is a very, very famous pshat. Since it's chachma, in order to differentiate between something, you need das. So the extension in the bracha of Chonin Das, and it says Nusham Nimatiknu Avdol B'Chonin Das. You mean Deya Avdol Minay? If you have no knowledge or you have no Deya, so how can you ever discern and do any Avdol? Then the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Omer Bracha Reviz with Ne'atzma, Rabbi Kiva actually argues, says you do not incorporate Havdol in Chonin and Das, but it's a separate Bracha, meaning after the first three you would say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdol Mikadosh L'chol, and then you would say the Bracha V'Atachonei. It's interesting. According to Rabbi Kiva, you'd say three, then you would say atachonein, and then you'd say, I'm sorry, you'd say three, then you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Avdim, Kodesh Kol, then you say Atachonim. Lastly, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bahodot. Interesting, Eliezer says, you say the Havdalah in Berkas Moadim, not Moadim, Modim. Rabbi Eliezer says, you say Havdalah in Berkas Modim, before Aval Kolom Yisparach, and we pass, of course, the Chalos of the Tanakam, we say Havdalah in Chonin Hadas. Okay.